Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name is Parkhopper John. I come to you from WDWParkhoppers.com. Sitting across from me on the other side of the table is Mr. Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com, sporting his incredibly fashionable Disney by the Numbers T-shirt Club T-shirt for this month, the fabulous Doc Hudson T-shirt from Cars. And if you're not a member of the Disney by the Numbers T-shirt Club, you need to. We have a link at DisneyParksPodcast.com that you can press, and That's you can join. And then you can have your own incredibly sexy Disney by the Numbers T-shirt Club. Where the video is right now is you're pointing to your chest, and It was just really hilarious. So anyway,
apparently lagging a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of a lag. So welcome to the show. Guys, we just got done doing our Patreon show over at patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. And we do these shows every Monday around 7 o'clock or as soon as we can physically get there.
Technically at 8.
Technically. No. We do those shows at 7.
Okay.
This show at 8.
Right.
We do those shows at 7. Usually we do like a 45 minutes, a half hour discussion about certain things. And it's only available to be a Patreon. And are only available to Patreons.
Correct.
So to see those shows, to interact with us at that level, you must be a Patreon. So you visit patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. Be a supporter. If you can't be an athlete. Be an athletic supporter. And then you can see all that. But it's not just the live shows on Monday. We've got shows with no ads, free ad content that we put up there. We put exclusive video content that we put up there. We also have amazing rewards if you join, depending on what level you decide to join us at. We have incredible rewards. Everything from free books to special pins to Tony comes and makes your bed, cooks breakfast for you in bed. That's at the $1 million mark. You do that, you get to hire Tony for a day. And we've got some amazing patrons we'd like to say thank you to.
We should put something like that out there just for shits and giggles and see what happens.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen. Somebody's going to come up with that money and you're going to be like, oh, crap.
John will come to your house and make bet while Tony watches John do that.
Yeah. John will come to your house. John will
do your bed.
John will make you breakfast. And John will bring it to you so you can have breakfast in bed. Tony will rub your bunions. All right. We'd like to thank our friends David, Willie, Jeremy, Katie, Eva, Grant, Ernie, and David R., and Ross. Thank you guys so much for being patrons. Right. Thank you for helping us and supporting.
No, I think we just need to get into it.
All right, let's get into it. The show. All right, let's get into the news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Have you ever come to Orlando and you're the person that has to make all the dining plans, all the fast passes, get all the tickets? Well, we have a service that can help you do this. This is the best service. They are themeparkconcierge.com. You can call them up at 407-257-9973. Tell them your plans. They'll send you a little profile, get some information about you and your traveling party, what you want to do, what you don't want to do. And then they can set up a custom plan for you. And they'll take you around the parks. They'll make the dining plans. They'll get the fast passes. They'll take you to Walt Disney World. They'll take you to Universal. They'll take you to Busch Gardens, to SeaWorld, to Legoland, to all of those places. And they will do all of the work for you. Contact them at themeparkconcierge.com. Check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/RamonVIPconcierge. Or email them at ramon@themeparkconcierge.com. I am telling you, you will not be disappointed. And if you tell them the Disney Parks Podcast sent you, you'll get 10% off your order.
Dining concepts coming soon to Disney Springs at Walt Disney World Resort. Just when you think they couldn't pack any more food places into an already star emporium.
It's like a giant food court down there now.
It's yes, except much nicer.
Yeah.
In open air. So in 2018, on the west side is Jaleo or Jaleo. A concept by world-renowned chef Jose Andres and Think Food Group, bringing the spirit and flavors of Spain, so that's definitely going to be Jaleo, to the Disney Springs area. That restaurant will feature an extensive menu of tapas that reflect the rich regional diversity and tradition and contemporary Spanish cuisine, such as, oh, I can't wait for this, paella, cooked over a wood fire, hand-carved jamón, ibérica de bellota, and wood-grilled ibérico pork. Holy cats, I'm so hungry. Also in 2018, you guessed it, a brand new Wolfgang Puck concept will open in a new location in Town Center, because Wolfgang just doesn't have enough restaurants there.
Well, he will be like the premier person. He'll have three restaurants at Disney Springs.
He'll have one in every main section.
Yeah.
So it's going to be called Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill.
Wow. Very inventive. And
very good job, Wolfgang. Yeah.
Marketing is on the
like a rub. That's going to be a modernized, traditional bar and grill concept in a setting inspired by traditional farmhouses with a touch of elegance. So your hay will come from Spain and will be laid out in a nice rows. So it'll be like a farmhouse, but elegant. The menu will highlight the best of Wolfgang's signature dishes with Mediterranean influences, innovative takes on comfort food classics, and handcrafted specialty cocktails.
Ding, ding, ding.
Beer and wine. And this fall, opening up a little sooner, I can't wait for this. Chicago-based Levy Restaurants is introducing a new Italian concept at Disney Springs with James Beard Award winner and Top Chef Master Chef Tony Mantuano.
I'm not sure how he says that.
Who's going to be leading the development. The new restaurant will replace Levy's Portobello Country Italian Trattoria and will feature dishes inspired by Top Master Chef's adventures in Italy. And this is the one I'm really waiting for. Opening later this year, the Edison, a lavish industrial Gothic, using Tony's air quotes, restaurant, bar, and nighttime destination will debut. A collaboration of Patina Restaurant Group and Kinetoscape's Andrew Mierin. The Edison is noted for classical American food, craft cocktails, and old world sophistication and romance. The Edison will be themed to a 1920s era electric company, recalling an exuberant era of invention and imagination. With entertainment that includes contortionist, aerialist, wicked DJs, which I'm pretty sure went around in the 20s, and so much more. And finally, we talked about this a few weeks ago, opening in late 2017, is going to be Wine Bar George with your friend and mine, Master Sommelier George Milotes, bringing his expertise to Disney Springs with an unparalleled wine list, including more than 100 selections by the bottle and glass and a range of varietals, vintages, and prices. Shareable plates, cheese, and charcuterie will complement the wine list, featuring local artisan and seasonally relevant dishes.
Yeah. You know what they should put in this place? They should build I remember going to Mandalay in Vegas, and there was a restaurant. I can't remember the name of the restaurant. But in the middle was this giant square where they would keep all the wine. It was like maybe two or three stories tall.
Right.
And then they had wine angels. Wine angels. They were women in like cocktail dresses that were in harnesses that would go. They had a thing they would push, and it would take them up. And then they would take your bottle out and then put it in their little pouch, and then they kind of glide on down. That's what they should have, like these little wine angels going up and down the thing that grab your wine.
But it should be wine pixies.
Yes.
Yes.
Like Tinkerbell.
Yes.
Perfect.
Or Tinkerballs.
Or Buzz Lightyear.
No. God, Buzz Lightyear has to be in everything.
Yes.
Although, that would be pretty interesting.
Characters that fly.
I'm down with it.
See?
I'm down
now
with it.
Now it's all making sense.
Or the Claw. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, dude, I'm excited. You know me. The more food and stuff you can bring into Disney Springs, the better. And I'm
I think that excited. Andreas restaurant is going to be really interesting.
I'm very excited about the Edison.
Yeah. A good paella is hard to find.
You know, it's just gotta make my $25 to park there worth it. That's all it's got to... We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Next up is something I just recently did. This is the Pixar Live. So from May 26th now until August 27th, I think they extended this even already.
Yep.
The music of Pixar Live, a symphony of characters, animation and characters of Pixar films featuring fun character moments and brilliant animated scenes on a large video screen. And it's a huge screen. A full orchestra performs selection, Finding Nemo, Finding Dory, The Incredibles, and Cars. And then special video segments with the film's composers take guests behind the scenes into how they scored these Pixar films. Their on-camera comments are backed by the scenes and footage from Pixar, including orchestra recording, story development, concept art, and animation. And throughout the show, beloved Pixar characters add moments of comedy and fun before their featured segment. And
nice.
It was cute. It was
nice.
Now, showtimes vary. I think they were 8 p.m. was the last one, and we did the 8 p.m. one. We also did the dinner package at the Brown Derby.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and did a couple things.
Right.
And then we had... they actually give you a paper ticket with your show time and the date stamped on it.
Oh, wow.
It was funny. We were in line, and the lady's like, well, I have to rip your ticket. Rip my ticket? This is like a piece of art. I want to keep it.
Right.
She's like, well, I have to tear some of it off, so we know. I said, well, tear down here where... where this is useless
tear
area.
Gently.
Yeah.
Put us on a two-shot there, buddy.
I don't have a two-shot.
You don't have a two-shot?
No.
It's got either or?
Yeah, either or. We need another camera.
Oh, daggum. Yeah. Well, yeah. You got me going right now.
Yeah.
So nobody saw you move your lips.
Yeah. No, that's all right. So I think it's a great show.
Right.
If your kids can sit 45 minutes and they love Pixar movies, this is the thing to do. You get the characters, you get the orchestra, and you see, shots of the movie while the orchestra is playing. And it was a great time. It's a good time.
Yeah. I can't wait to see it. I hated that we couldn't come, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do the dinner package. You can,
right.
Get there.
Were there a lot of people standing in line waiting?
Well, I don't know, because, like I said, we had the dinner package, and we went to a different area to get in than the regular non-dinner package people went.
Cool. That'd be great. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
And also, the dinner package people sit in the center, and then everybody else sits off to the sides.
Nice.
So, if you want to sit in the center, you're going
to... have to buy it.
Yeah, or you're going to sit all the way in the back, the main area of the... It's in the Beauty and the Beast Theater, or the Theater to the Stars, as Disney calls it.
We're not giving prizes away tonight. We probably should. Holly Carter has... Okay. Going back to the other thing, the Wine Angels.
Yeah.
Drinker balls
or
drunker... What'd she say? Drunker bell. Drinker Bell.
Whiner Bell?
Drinker Bell. That's the best. Drinker Bell.
Drinker Bell? All right.
She just flies in. Yeah. That'd be awesome. All right.
Hits the glass like a bug.
Dunk.
Dink.
Dunk. Dunk.
Oh, gosh.
Drinker Bell, go home. You're drunk. Hey, Disney World is offering special discounted summer-long express bus pass for annual pass holders. Who'd have thunk it? This summer, annual pass holders are able to get a very spectacular rate on the express bus service at Walt Disney World, valid for over 2 months of use.
Wow.
And this only works if you don't have the blackout passes, like, available only to pass holders for just $59.
If you're a pass holder, don't you have a car there?
Yeah, no comment. It went on sale today and will be sold through July 31st, 2017, allowing unlimited fashion from June 5th through August 10th of 2017. The service recently raised its rates, shockingly, making this pass holder offer an even more spectacular deal if you will be visiting the parks a lot through August 10th, which I don't suggest. It's hot. There's a lot of people. Wait for the cooler months, kids.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah. Stay back. Yeah. Okay, next up we have...
Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Dominic.
What did he write?
Drinker Bell on the main stage in two songs. Drinker Bell to the VIP lounge. That joke's only funny because I come from Atlanta.
All right, first up we have a meetup coming... yes.
Man, you're working hard over there.
I am. The first meetup is with our buddy, Jim Corcus, and we are going to meet on Saturday, June 24th, at the Carrollwood Pacific Room at the Wilderness Lodge Villas. So don't go to the main building, go to the Villas building, and on the first floor, on the right-hand side,
right,
it's a room, it's got this metal plaque, and it is called... the Carrollwood Pacific Room, and we are going to meet there. Gosh, I can't think of the time now. I think it's at 2 p.m. At 2 p.m., go to facebook.com/ Disney Parks Podcast and click on events, and you will see our event there for this. Jim is going to give us a little history of Disney and his love of trains. So if you want to hear Jim talk, Jim's also going to have some books on hand that you can purchase and get signed by Jim. I think he's going to bring his newest one called Gremlins. It's kind of stuff that Disney did with World War II. Next up, we are going to the Scat Cat Club.
Zibbidi-bop, zibbidi-bop, zibbidi-bop.
Okay.
Like I do that?
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you.
Saturday, July 15th, 2017. That's at Disney Port Orleans French Quarter. We're going to meet there.
Keep talking.
From 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
You cut my head off. I just wanted to say hi.
We'll meet there from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. So if you want to stop by, have a drink, have a little appetizer, there's games for the kids to play. Anything like that will be,
You know, you want to do some scat singing? I'm sure the band will be there.
Sure, you want to do a little scat singing?
Yeah, I can see you doing that.
Yep. And for the grand finale in September.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to Bay Lake Tower.
Wait. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Going to have some serious fun there. We're going to have a meetup between 1 and with us in a grand villa. Just check it all kind of stuff. Please go to facebook.com/ Disney Parks Podcast on the events. There's a link to get tickets for this event. It's a very small fee for a ticket for this event, and it's only to help cover some of the costs of all the food and drink and whatnots. All right, and then also don't forget that you can listen to us on your Amazon Echo or your Amazon Dot and just say, Alexa, play the Disney Parks Podcast. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many devices that triggered.
I don't know. Hard to say.
So you can do that. And that is very easy. Rate us and review us wherever you see us, wherever you're watching the show or listening to the show. You know, make sure you rate us, give us a good rating, and subscribe. That is the best way to help support the show and share it with other people as well.
Yep. So,
I am wearing this month's Disney by the Numbers t-shirt. If you want to join, go to DisneyByTheNumbers.com. And on the left-hand side, click the Disney by the Number t-shirt club, sign up, fill out the form, and that's all you have to do. And then once a month, we send out an invitation to purchase the shirt. You have until the 10th. This month, it's a little bit short. It's going to be the 7th. So make sure that you get your orders in early for this month because we want to turn these around. And you don't get a shirt unless you order a shirt. So it's not every month you're going to get a shirt to you. It's not a loot box or a loot crate or anything like that.
Right. Need I mention that Mr. Casanova is an award-winning author?
What award did I win?
You won the WDW Park Hopper's Awesome Author Award.
Ooh.
Yes. It's kind of like the podcast award. We you know, we just make it up.
Self-deprecation.
Self-emulation. So you can go to DisneyByTheNumbers.com, pick up a copy of his book, coincidentally named Disney by the Numbers. And it's all the facts and figures from all around Walt Disney World. It's chock full of great information. You can also buy it on Amazon. But the thing is, if you go to Disney by the Numbers, you can pick up a copy that Tony has signed, which is even better. Me, I'm also an award-winning author. I've been...
Won the Disney by the Number Awesome Book Award.
Disney by the Numbers Awesome Author Award. I'm very humble. Thank you. You like me. You really like me. That's my wife calling, saying to shut up. So you can go to Amazon and find it. It's called Disney Bucket List, 100 Things to Do in the Magic Kingdom. But we did a sale for Memorial Day. We did a Memorial Day week sale.
Nice.
And it did really, really well. So we're going to 10th.
Wow.
So, right. Or maybe, did I put the 11th or the 10th? So 10th or 11th, whatever. WDWParkHoppers.com. And the blog post is right there. Memorial Day sale. You can get the $10. B, free shipping.
Woo!
And it'll be signed.
That's a steal.
That is a steal.
That book normally sells for what? $39.95?
$57.99. No. It's regularly like $14.99 on Amazon.
That's great.
I bought so many. I would love for you to please have a copy of these books.
Yeah.
I would really love for you to. I can't give them away.
I'll tell you what. I
certainly make them affordable.
I'll bring some of my books to all of the meets.
So will I.
Yeah, I'll bring some of mine to all the meets. And if you meet me there, maybe it'll be a little bit less. Maybe I won't, charge you the whole thing.
Look at that sexy book. I didn't know you put the picture there, man.
Yeah.
That is a dead sexy book.
Yeah.
Next to a dead sexy guy. Look at that.
Hey.
So, yeah, definitely get a copy of... Hey, Dominic was saying that the it's a different podcast, but the WWE guy set off his Amazon Echo when they were talking about Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, sure.
Which that happens. I do another podcast and we talk about wrestling.
Right.
We talk about Alexa Bliss, and my buddy who was recording it has to turn his first night. We didn't realize he was doing it because I kept saying Alexa, and it went ding, and I went order 10 pizzas, and he like grabs the thing and turns it off. I was like, well, that's what you get, fool. So anyway, go check out Tony's book, DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Check out my book, WDWParkHoppers.com. Yeah. And lastly, and certainly not least, we love to hear from you. We love to hear your comments. We love to hear from you. So call us. Leave us a message at our hotline, which is 407-413-9010. Featured on the next episode of Disney by the Numbers. I mean, excuse me, Disney Parks Podcast.
He forgot where he was.
Yeah, it's not late or anything.
All right, next story is, I think, kind of interesting. It should be at least entertaining. We talked about it, but Disney decides that they need a little bit more of your wallet cash. Well. So Disney Springs is now offering preferred parking. Now, they have this all over the place. They have this in all the water parks. They have this in all the parking lots of the parks. So now it's gone out to Disney Springs. So starting June 1st, you can now purchase preferred parking for $10 in the lemon or grapefruit lots conveniently located either on the west side or the marketplace side. Or you can park for free. Yeah, so you have a choice there. If you really, if you're going to like the World of Disney and the Marketplace, and you're just going there for, you know, Oral Sandwich, maybe grab a bite to eat, buy something at World of Disney, get out, maybe the preferred parking is the thing to do. And just the on the other side, on the west side, if you're going like, you know, how you can get in and out quickly. So maybe it's not too bad, you know. But for them to charge parking in the parking garages, that is the million or $2 billion question.
Here's the problem they would have with that. They would have to charge for parking after you park, because the lanes coming in off of Lake Buena Vista, there's no way they could have a lineup waiting for people to park on the way in.
Well, so that's the way most parking garages work. You get a ticket going in, and then you pay on your way out.
And they certainly have the room and space available for that to happen. So I don't think it's a far cry for them to do that. I sincerely hope they don't. I think that would be one of those things that would shoot themselves a little bit in the foot. But what do I know? As a pass holder, I'm really not really excited about that idea. As a shareholder, I'm like, yeah, whatever we have to do, guys.
See, that brings up the thing, you know, I think they're trying to discourage people from parking at the resorts. And this gives almost people another reason that, well, if I got to go pay for parking at Disney Springs, I'll just park at one of the resorts and take a bus over.
Right.
That's, you know, that's what I would do if if Disney starts charging for parking at Disney Springs and pass holders still have to pay. I'll park at a resort and take a bus over.
Yeah, and there's several resorts around there that have parking areas that you can easily get into.
Yeah.
That we shall not name. But don't give away our free spots, man. Shut up. But yeah, there's a lot of places around that you can park your car and just walk across the street and you're right there. So
yeah,
I hope it's those things where it's like, hey, we're offering a premium spot because we have premium spots available everywhere on property. But that's my opinion. But what I really wanted to talk about, Tony, was Disney setting the internet ablaze.
Yeah, right.
With a light up candy. Light up cotton candy.
Yeah.
Cotton candy.
There was a lot of buzz about this when this
came out. I was like, holy crap. Yeah. So cotton candy is a classic theme park sweet treat, but many of the Disney parks, both domestically and internationally, have brought cotton candy to a whole nother level with glowing cotton candy. Which is now apparently all the rage. It's been reported to have been spotted at Disneyland Park, Disney's California Adventure, and holy cow, the cotton candy sits on a wand, which illuminates the entire wad of delicious sugar. Who wrote this? The candy has taken to social media, especially Instagram. Godoy. It's currently unknown if the glowing cotton candy will become a permanent staple of the Disney parks or how long it will last. But I'm going to tell you something. I've got to get my hands on some glowing cotton candy.
I am assuming that they're upcharging for this glowing cotton candy. That it's not the regular price it used to be.
I'm sure.
So they just found a better way to charge more money for spun sugar.
I want to see what the glowing wand looks like after you've eaten the cotton candy. Does it have a use? You know,
I think it would just, would it have
a that? And kid, you know, I'm sure the kids are standing there during the fireworks and stuff and, you know, glowing with the show. Do the glowing with the show ears still work?
Yes.
Do they?
Yeah, they're still on them. I was in a store the other day when we were at the Pixar thing, and there was a whole shelf full of them. She's like, well, occasionally.
Wow.
All right.
That's weird. All right.
Good to know. Okay, moving on. All right, first, let's get over our trivia. All right, last week, the trivia question was, what is the name of the restaurant on Main Street, USA, at Disneyland Paris, that is named after Walt Disney?
Elias?
No.
The
it was called Walt's Restaurant.
Walt's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Walt's. It's just Walt's.
Yeah. And our friend Megan from Disneyland Paris in France gave us the right answer.
That's cheating.
And even said that it is still called Main Street, even though it's in Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, I looked it up while we were talking. I didn't want to correct myself 5 minutes later. But yeah, it's Main Street, USA. Yeah. Waltz in Paris is, it's got like the elevator. Like,
really?
Which an inclinator? Which is cool, because Walt got the idea for the elevator from Club 33 from Paris.
Right.
I think. I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah, it was in Paris.
And then there's a lot of, you know, replica memorabilia, a lot of pictures and stuff. And they have some really cool, like they have one wing that's like all from like the west from America. So it's like the Boulder Room, and it's got like these stained glass windows of, you know, rock formations, and it's really cool. And there's like a trains area, of course. Why does this keep going off? I have no idea why this keeps going off.
No, it's not you, it's me.
Oh, okay. So, that's why I'm hearing it. So it was really cool. So when we went, quick story, when we went, my friend and I, we went to walk, we down, the people next to us were having steak, and it looked really good. We're like, hey, we're going to get steak. So we both got steak, and the waitress figured out that we were Americans. So plate of like the little single serve, little glass hardcore right. single serve of Heinz ketchup, Heinz mustard, and Heinz mayonnaise.
Right.
She did not bring that to the guest next door. So in the worst translation of English to French, we said, why did you bring us this when you did not bring it to them?
And she said, American.
She said, they are French, and you are American, and this is how you eat steak. And that's the second time I've been in a foreign country and I'm being told how we eat in America. Ooh. First time was in Belgium. They gave me raw hamburger and said, this is a hamburger Americano. And I'm like, no, that's raw meat. And they're like, that's how you... And then, So she gives us the stuff, and we didn't touch it. Funny, she's like, you're Americans. You put ketchup and mayonnaise and mustard on everything. I'm like, if it's a burger... not a filet
or
mignon.
A hot dog.
Yeah, it's not a filet mignon.
Yeah, right.
So, but that's my funny story. So, Waltz has a very special place in my heart.
Wow. That's a shame.
Yep.
That is a shame. All right, so Disney snuck a fast one past all of us.
Wait. You didn't do the trivia for next week.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. This week's trivia question is, what is the name of the themed land at Disneyland?
Great Escape.
No. If you know the correct answer, email us 9010 with the correct answer.
Lilliputian Land?
No. No. Firehouse? No. Waltz Trains? No. Train Land?
Waltz Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Tube Man Farm?
No. Nintendo Land? No.
Okay, Universal Boy.
All right. Disney snuck a fast one past everybody this week.
Yep.
Without making any ado.
None.
Zippo.
None at all.
And very unlike them. Very much unlike them.
Very.
They put out a new show at the studios called Disney's Movie Magic. So it started actually on Friday, May 26th, and that's when we were there for Pixar, and we noticed something going on, and we're like, what the
heck is this?
Yeah, what are they doing? So it's for real. It's a brand new nighttime projection show titled Disney Movie Magic. It made its unannounced debut just before the Star Wars Galactic Spectacular.
Nice.
This brand new show will transform the park's iconic Chinese theater with the state-of-the-art projection mapping technology to place guests in the middle of celebration of films from the Disney family of studios. So it's all the, you know, Disney stuff. It's not just Pixar and Disney. It's all the Disney stuff.
Right.
The Disney Movie Magic showcases dozens of memorable movie moments from Disney classics such as Mary Poppins to contemporary blockbusters such as Pirates of the Caribbean, The Indiana Jones Adventure, and this summer's Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 2, lately at Disney's Hollywood Studios, in addition to regular performances of the Star Wars.
That's so nice.
I just don't want to go there and see it in the middle of the summer, so I'm hoping it runs past the summer. Otherwise, I will be in troubles.
Yeah, and it was very interesting how it was just like all of a sudden there's this new thing.
Yeah.
And it was just really, it's like, really? And then the questions were like, well, did they get rid of Star Wars? And you said no.
Yeah.
And why are they doing that? That was the next set of questions. Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Because, you know, so Wishes had a castle projection show and then fireworks.
Right.
And they got rid of that and made it one. Now they got two separate things. They got a show before the Star Wars show.
Right.
And after the Pixar live show.
Yeah,
in,
no kidding.
In some cases. Weird. So you can see Pixar. And then if you run out real quick, you can get the Movie Magic show and then see the Star Wars thing.
That's I'm great with all that, I guess, you know.
It is studio-izing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm on blackout dates right now. But I'm very...
Want me to take pictures for you or something?
Yeah, take a video. That'd be all better. Right. A video, please. It's cool. It's weird how it's like boom. It's like there's now this new thing, and anyway, we'll talk about that more as the news comes out. And I want to see video of it. I haven't seen any video yet. Mm. I haven't looked for it because I don't want to be spoiled. But
right.
Anyway, so let's talk about our good friend, your friend and mine, Mr. Bob Iger.
Oh yeah.
Bob.
Tell us, Uncle Bob.
Tell us, Uncle Bob. Bob Iger says, and I'm using half of Tony's air quotes, Pirates of the Caribbean hack did not happen.
They didn't pirate the pirates?
They did not hack us. They didn't hack us. According to Disney CEO Bob Robert Iger, the hacking of the newest installment of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, Dead Men Tell No Tales, never actually occurred. Iger clarified the situation to Yahoo Finances recently. So, a couple weeks ago, it was reported that Bob Iger told an ABC employee in a town hall meeting that film had been pirated, no pun intended, and was being held for ransom. Iger had not named at the time, but Deadline reported that the film in question was the upcoming Pirates movie. According to the report, the hackers were demanding a substantial sum of money, $1 million. So they were demanding a substantial sum of money to not release the film prematurely. Happens to all of us, guys. On demands after each segment of the feature was released, they would do the first 30 minutes and the next 20, and then
put it all out there.
Well, if they put it all out there, they have no leverage. You know, seriously, if it was like, spoiler, you know, like Hulk dies at the end, nobody wants to know that.
Listen, if I had stolen Pirates of the Caribbean movie and actually had it, I would put it everywhere on the internet. It would take all the sales out of the they would make no money off it. If I could get it for free on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and, you know, every dark web website. Put it out there. Right. You totally deflate it.
Now,
if I was a thief.
That's true. Now, Iger is saying that there was no confirmed theft. He told Yahoo Finance, quote, "To our knowledge, there has not been anything hacked. We had a threat of a hack of a movie being stolen. We decided to take it seriously, but not react in the manner in which the person who was threatening us had required." He also went on to say that we don't believe that there was real, that it was real, and nothing has happened. Now, given that there's absolutely zero reports of parts of the film actually being released, Disney is purportedly confident with their response to the situation. Here's my problem with that.
Okay.
What if it's not Pirates of the Caribbean?
What if it's Cars 3?
Or what if it's Spider-Man?
What if it's the Star Wars movie?
Right. Could be any movie that Disney owns.
What if it's Coco?
Is that coming out this year? Thor Ragnarok out on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want it to be this way. Right. But if it did happen, maybe it wasn't Pirates.
They maybe have something.
They might. But if you know, if Iger's feeling confident enough to thump his chest,
right,
you know, then they probably have it, you know, they probably have it self-contained. But wouldn't it be funny if, you know,
well, wouldn't it be funny? But
well, yeah, it would not be ha-ha funny, but it would be interesting.
Yeah,
be amusing. It'd be fun for us to talk about. Yeah, about it.
It would make good news.
All right.
All right. Next thing up, talking about movies and Cars 3.
He did.
Cruz Ramirez from Disney's Pixar Cars 3 is coming to the Hollywood studio this summer. He is going to have a little meet and greet. He will be appearing for his meet and greet at the studios beginning of the summer. We don't have exact dates and times and all that kind of stuff yet, but we will let you know. The movie is coming out June 16th, 2017. And I will say this. I did see the podcast. She has a story. And you actually get some backstory on some of the characters. So go see that. It's hard to figure out that it's Paul. But yes, I saw Paul in makeup. I don't know if anybody's... I think we spoke about it last week. The Sphero had a little video on it. It looks really great. I mean, the eyes do all the things.
Really?
You know, like they do in the movies. It's a small LCD. You can run it, you know, with an app. Same thing as, right, you know, BB-8. Or if you don't want to do that, if you don't want it to run all over the house, if you touch it and play with it, it will, you know, kind of react and say things and, you know, make eye things. And wait for it. There's no more. If you watch the movie, the first one, with your lightning, he will also react. Kind of like BB-8 does. Oh,
man. Lightning McQueen's great. I would love Mater. I'd love to have a Mater.
They should sell both.
They should.
You know,
they should.
They're a pair.
That I saw...
the only sad dollars, I think... That is not BB-8 pricing. BB-8 was only one. Thinking we didn't sell BB-8 for enough. So we're going to make it up on this one.
We had no idea. Rip the knockoff, the cheap version that they did.
Yeah, the little plastic thing that you buy in Target.
I saw Marvel has partnered with somebody, and they've made like a real life Baby Groot and the little box that he presses.
Ooh.
You know, it's $200. Mm. It's like, tell me again. I am Groot. Uh-huh. I am Groot. Uh-huh. I am Groot. No, it's that box. And the Oh, man.
Did you see the Groot in California?
Yes.
I would not want to be in that costume.
I wouldn't either, but dadgum, that was awesome. I mean, there's been...
And he says, I am Groot.
I am Groot. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. As a fan of Disney and Marvel and all that stuff, and Star Wars, when I saw Chewbacca for the first time in the parks, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
When I saw my first Ewok live running around in the park, mm-hmm, I lost my mind. Now, I know that it's just a real tall kid and a real short kid in a costume. I get it. I totally get it.
Right.
But I saw a video of Groot coming out, and I lost my damn mind. I was like, oh my God.
Well,
it's awesome.
Unfortunately, you're blocked out right now, but you have to go see BB-8. We went to go see BB-8 while we were there on the to see the Pixar thing. And it's very cute. I mean, all right, the bottom part of BB-8 is...
sketchy at best.
Mounted and locked down to the...
They stuffed him out.
And, he'll look at you and go... Beep, 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 boop, boop, you know, and it's quite fun and quite entertaining, and they encourage you to get close to him. You know, get your hand around him... Whatever you got to do to get through the day.
Oh God!
And the kids like, but adults like us who are into that Star Wars thing,
right,
are digging it.
Now I'm taken out of the whole experience. Like my background, you know, especially coming from the church world, was you try to eliminate as many distractions as possible so that what you're doing, people can focus on that. So if they're distracted by anything, it makes it very difficult. I'm very distracted by the fact that they're doing Star-Lord meet and greets and he doesn't look like Star-Lord.
Mm.
I'm less distracted by the Gamora because, you know, It's at least the one on the video that I saw kind of looked like her. I knew it didn't look like Zoe Saldana, but it was pretty close.
Right.
Because the green makeup and the hair and the outfit, if you get that much, the green kind of makes the face a little more fluid.
Right.
You know, I mean, Zoe Saldana is absolutely drop dead gorgeous, so it's going to be near impossible to mimic that exact face. Right. But because of the makeup, everything's a little bit easier to fake.
Yeah,
you can't fake Chris Pratt's face. It's just very difficult. Right. So I was taken out of that.
Well, first of all, you got to get somebody with the beard,
right? Which is not happening on any of that stuff.
Not on Disney cast members.
But the second that Groot came out, and I'm like, it looked like he stepped out of the movie. Mm. And in the movie, he's not even real.
Right?
He's CGI.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was so great, and I was so jealous of freaking California Adventure.
Yeah.
You know. We've got Baby Groot, and he's cute as crap, but dadgum, to be able to go, oh my God, I'm hugging Groot. That's what I'm living for.
I am Groot.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, cool.
Light a match, you know. So, anyway, let's talk a little bit of rumor.
Oh, yeah.
Rumor roundup. Whoa, are we allowed to say a couple of these things? Are we?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They're all found on the internet.
Alrighty, rumor roundup for May 2017, ladies and gentlemen. Hot off the presses, over the Magic Kingdom, the Hall of Presidents has been a recent topic of conversation for absolutely no reason at all. Rumors are pointing to Disney adding the Donald Trump animatronic. However, Trump would not have a speaking role.
Surprised.
Another rumor recently coming at... We're not going political on this show. Another rumor came out recently from a blog that suggests the attraction won't reopen until September of 2017. Currently, the attraction is scheduled to open in late June.
So, which one do you believe? June or September?
Probably September. Maybe. Here's the problem. They'll have more problems with it open. If he speaks, they're going to have a problem. If he doesn't speak, he's going to have a problem. He'd be the first president since 19, whenever they opened the ride, that has not, sitting president, who's not had a speaking role. Okay, moving forward.
Move on.
Epcot. Permits were filed this month for work behind Ellen's Energy Adventure, which we talked about this.
Yep.
The permits cover a very large area, and the filing in of retention ponds, or filling in of retention ponds, right. Excuse me. The most recent rumors from the internet source indicate that a new coaster will take over the place. Now, Bob Iger was on a recent video where he talked about a very fast-paced attraction. A new themed queue experience will take up the majority of the existing building, and then a roller coaster will take up the rest of the space, as well as an addition that will be built onto the existing structure. The leading theme is Guardians of the Galaxy. However, a non-movie-related property has also been explored. The new ride will open sometime either in 2020 or 2021, somewhere around there.
Sure.
What non-movie property would they use? What?
I have no idea.
And a roller coaster. I don't know.
Tron?
That's a movie? Sorry.
I don't know.
Here's another thing that's in the rumor mill for Epcot. Everybody's favorite rat, Remy.
It's not my favorite rat.
Who's your favorite rat?
None of them.
Okay. Ratatouille is
scheduled... Mickey's my favorite rat.
He's a mouse. Ratatouille is scheduled to begin construction this year in order for a late 2019 completion. This ride will be in addition to the France Pavilion, and no existing structures will be taken out. Ratatouille. Now I'm chuckling. Ratatouille, a new minor attraction, will be completed within 2020 timeframe, and a few related movie properties are also being looked at for the theme. Please be Doctor Who.
I don't think it's Disney.
It's probably not, but they still sell the stuff. Just saying. Hey, let's go over to Hollywood Studios, shall we?
Sure.
Some of this news is not going to shock anybody, but let's stay on the positive side. In recent aerial photos that have come onto the internet, both new lands at Disney's Hollywood Studios are moving along swimmingly. Mm-hmm. Toy Story Land is on pace for a rumored May 2018 opening. Kazing. Nobody saw that coming.
We're going to get the exact date at D23, according
to... Yeah, theming to cover up backstage areas is also starting to go up. Work on the entrance to the new land has attraction, and are also going up to One Man's Dream, several props, this new land. That's great. I'm glad that we're getting it a little sooner.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Build it fast enough.
Taking a little bit longer to build than its Disneyland counterpart, shockingly. However, foundations for both new attractions are in place.
That's good.
Both new attractions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're only getting two attractions.
Somebody's making an assumption there's only two.
Yeah. Vertical steel construction should begin in the next few months. Both Disneyland's and Walt Disney World's versions are supposed to open in 2019. So what they're basically saying in this article is Star Wars Land and Walt Disney World's taking a little longer to build.
Yep.
Shocking. If it takes 7 years, they're on pace with Avatar. According to internet sources, the Great Movie Ride will close this fall.
Right.
And a new Mickey Mouse-themed trackless attraction would then open in 2019.
That's trackless because the building is trackless.
I don't write it. I just read it.
Right?
What would they...
you know what I think they should do? If they're gonna, all right, if they're gonna take out the Great Movie Ride, they're gonna put Mickey in there, right?
Yeah.
They should do like Mickey through the years, you know, from Steamboat Willie, all the way to current day Mickey, how Mickey progressed, you know, Sorcerer Mickey and you know Clubhouse Mickey and all that kind of stuff. They should do like a little progression.
I'm down with that idea.
Mickey. Yeah, see?
I'm a little sad to see the Great Movie Ride go.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I rewrote it, you know, last time we were there. And, you know, TCM is leaving. You know, they didn't renew their contract. They don't want to come back. But they are doing something with Adventures by Disney, I just read.
Yeah.
Over in Italy. They're going to take... Obviously.
And this has nothing to do with the podcast. Jambi in the house, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
Peace out. So I think if a young kid today, you know, let's say under the age of 15, do they know any of the movies in the Great Movie Ride? Maybe The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, maybe Alien. They definitely know the list at the end because they're playing current movies.
Yeah,
at
the end. They're playing all the current stuff.
But probably not.
John Wayne.
Clint Eastwood.
Big. The Singing in the Rain. Maybe Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
The Folly thing in the front, they're not going to know any of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that part going away because it was supposed to be something more than that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of they did something there and they're doing it Mickey Mouse theme. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
What I would really prefer, Mickey and Walt.
That would be good.
That'd be better.
Yep.
Because, you know, I have that theory that the farther that we get away from his death, the less and less Walt Disney World looks like Walt Disney World.
Yeah. And I think One Man's Dream is in jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
It is way too close to Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
For it to stay there.
You can actually stand in the attraction right now and you hear this sound. It's about to get sucked in.
Is Rex doing that? little Rex.
It's Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head
sucking
the life out of it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there's stuff going up around it and near it and walls and like they're saying in that article, but there are, I really think it's in peril. And fine, if you're going to move it somewhere else, I don't have a problem. If you're going to take it away, I have a serious problem. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to... we have some DVC things going on that we want to let you know.
Yay. Says the non-DVC guy.
Well, this DVC guy is taking you to some of them, so don't worry about it.
Oh, on that case. Hell yeah.
Break
it. Yeah.
All right, so here is the DVC event schedule for the remainder of 2017 as we know it as of right now.
At this very second.
And not a second past it. All right, out in California, Disneyland, out in California.
You're taking me to California?
No, I am not.
Son of a...
June 18th will be the Father's Day lunch at the California Hotel and Spa. October 31st will be the Halloween event at the Grand at Disneyland. And if you are a DVC member out in California, you should go to that. You will, 24th will be the holiday dinner at the Grand California. Moving over here to the East, 28th, and then on July 5th and 13th will be Moonlight Magic at Disney's Type.
You are taking me to.
We are going.
Sweet.
Then July 3rd will be the Independence Dessert Party. We wanted to go, but you had to be staying at your DVC in order to go, which I thought was shameful.
No, you had to be staying at DVC or at the Contemporary Resort.
No, you had to be staying at a DVC resort using your DVC points.
Oh.
Which I thought was shameful.
Shame.
September 6th and 13th will be Midnight Madness at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Don't take me to that. Please don't. Please don't. Don't take me.
I'm not going.
Thank you.
I made my annual visit this year.
Good for you. Check that off the list. Yeah. Check.
Check. although, that could be better.
Now, on these events, do they close the park?
That Midnight Madness will be the Halloween event at the Contemporary, and that sold out in seconds. I could not get into it. I don't know, 7 years running. If somebody can tell me how to get into it.
That's great.
it's almost like Mickey's Not So Scary Party, John, but inside the ballroom of the Fantasia.
Really?
Yeah, they have all the characters. They have a DJ. They have cookies and all that, trick-or-treating.
What attractions and rides do they have on in there?
None.
Oh, wait. Well, you said it was just like...
It's just like it, but...
Without
but
the rides.
Right. Exactly.
Nice. I gotcha.
November 23rd will be the Thanksgiving dinner at the Contemporary Resort.
Give thanks with a grateful heart.
It's a giant buffet. December 4th and 11th.
Dude, have you noticed?
We are going to go to this as soon as it's open. December 4th and 11th will be Moonlight Magic at Epcot.
Now, why is this event? We're going to that. What's...
Well, you have all of Epcot. Yeah, to yourself.
All right. Sweet.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
And last but not least, it'll be December 24th, the holiday dinner at the Contemporary.
El
which is are complimentary to qualifying Disney Vacation Club owners. These events provide exclusive access to Disney. Refreshments are also provided, which they did.
Yep.
The other dining event, things I mentioned above,
yeah,
have some kind of fee.
Of course.
But a lot of them are free. So check, you know, go to Disney, what is it, DVC member, and, you know, or call either one. If you're interested in one of these things and try and make a reservation, because they do fill up quick. And I think they just changed the date on the Typhoon Lagoon. So also make sure, check with member services on your confirmation to make sure what day, because I think they moved one from like the 22nd to the 23rd. But I think ours was okay, so.
Cool.
So, good.
And remember, folks, your results may vary. So we got some headline news we're going to jump through real quick. We mentioned this earlier. If you were coming to Disney and you were expecting to get a shoulder banshee toy thing from Pandora, yeah, the Harkery at the World of Avatar, they're completely sold out.
All gone.
Yes, so incredibly popular were they. More people were buying them than riding them.
Man.
So, yeah, put that in your thinking cap. Pizzafari will join the mobile ordering program next week, so that's going to be exciting.
That's two.
Tony's really jazzed about that.
Yeah.
Resort-specific TV channel is now available in Disney rooms.
Yeah, so each resort will have a specific channel to talk about their resort.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's great. Easy because there's a lot of stuff happening at a resort.
I agree. As long as they don't get rid of Stacy and the Must-Dos.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you get rid of Stacy, Disney, I'm coming for you. It's because I love my Stacy.
Right.
Introducing three new Magic Band designs. It's two?
Yeah, two.
Introducing three new Magic Band two designs. Point out. I've seen them. They're pretty cool. I wouldn't spend $25 on them. Really cool. I mean, our buddy that collects Magic Bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, If you're
go to magicyourbands.com, design your own Pandora skin.
Yeah.
And for $8, it will be shipped free to your house, and you can magic band up anything you want.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit more economical.
You know, you can get a Pandora image off the internet and then use that to make a band.
Well, technically, we might be telling them the wrong thing.
Hey, it's, you know, it's...
Just find out, but contact them. But you won't have the box. Cell. But it won't be the box.
Oh, no, you won't have the box. No,
you started to write something there?
Yeah, so the last thing is I wanted to mention that they now have a test seat out in front of the Banshee,
right?
Flight of Passage, to see if you can fit into the torture device.
It's called the Tony and John tester seat.
The torture device Disney has prepared for you.
You, man.
The little flaps for your legs, and then it also has the seat thing. Or don't comply with the riding of the Banshee.
You either get a... standing there for 4 hours and not knowing. And then you show up and you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding about the 4 hours.
No. Opening day, it was over four. Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Would you wait 4 hours for one attraction?
You're asking me seriously?
Yeah, I'm asking you seriously. Would you wait? Would you get in a line knowing? Not, I mean, if you didn't know, well, that was your bad. But knowing that it was going to be a minimum of 4 hours.
As a pass holder, hang on.
Okay.
Let's just say they've decided that they're going to take away the Carousel of Progress. Okay? Let's just say, for some unknown reason, they've decided that they're going to take away the Carousel of Progress. And on the last day...
Right.
They're going to be running it, and it's a four-hour wait. I would wait for 4 hours as a pass holder.
Okay.
As a non-pass holder, I am not going to spend $100 and spend 4 hours of that time standing in a queue for a ride that only lasts about 4.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen. I understand. It's great. It's exciting. But you're...
It makes people cry.
You were... makes a man of Tinny cry. Of the internet. But you are spending 4 quality hours of time. That does not make sense to me. Now...
Holly says not unless Walt...
just the head or just the whole...
The whole Walt.
They want him to go dig him up and... No, I'm kidding. But, you know, I can't... For something like...
Then, let me make sure I'm specific with the question. Would you wait 4 hours for the Flight of Passage, Roy?
Not if your life depended on it.
No, my life will not depend on it.
I would not. I could not in good conscience do that.
Yeah.
Because it's a great ride, but I just can't see standing 4 hours for anything.
Yeah.
That's why I barely ever ride Soarin'. That's why I never ride Toy Story Mania. I'm just not willing to spend that kind of time.
Yeah.
4 hours?
I only get a fast pass for those.
4 hours is half of a day in a work day.
Right.
4 hours is usually, if the park opens at 9 and closes at 9, that's 12 hours. That's one-third of your park time.
Yeah.
So if you're spending $100, you might as well just take $25 of it and light it on fire and be done with it. You're wasting that kind of time.
Even as a pass holder, I have a rule. It can't be more than 30 minutes. I won't wait more than 30 minutes because you know what? I know I can come back at some other time.
Sure.
Where I don't have to wait 30 minutes.
And maybe not wait 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. 4 hours is extreme. You could watch the movie.
Yeah.
While you're standing in line.
Yeah. And I mean, not many people go by themselves. I mean, sometimes I go to the park by myself. I mean, if you have to go to the bathroom and you're in a line for 4 hours and I'm there by myself, what do I tell people? Well, hold my spot. I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back. Yeah. It'll never happen. I'll be shot before I get out of the queue line.
Yeah.
And then they'd have to bring my dead body back.
That's why I'm always got a Gatorade bottle with me.
Well, probably that queue line should probably have a bathroom.
Well, it's got a water stop.
It's a water stop.
Yeah.
You can fill up, you just can't empty the tank.
Yeah. Dominic agrees with us. Dominic couldn't spend that kind of time.
Yeah. Go visit us at DisneyParksPodcast.com. Visit us on Facebook at Facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. We're also on the Twitter at DisneyPodcaster. And check us out on iTunes and Stitcher and wherever else you subscribe. Make sure that you subscribe to the show. That helps us. And rate us and review us as well. And share the show with friends, family, coworkers. Hey, listen to this. You know, that all is fun stuff to do.
Yep, we appreciate it.
As we'd like to say around here, we'll see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.